using property managers. Why hire a property manager? Property managers' importance. Some STR owners choose to hire property managers for their rentals. Property managers can handle bookings for owners who prefer a hands-off investment approach. There are many websites and organizations such as the National Association of Residential Property Managers, NARPM, that can help owners find property managers for their STRs. In addition to handling day-to-day tasks such as guest communications and check-ins, property managers often have specialized knowledge of the local rental market. They are well equipped to navigate local regulations and can assist owners with marketing their short-term rental properties. Property managers have access to various STR listing platforms and can optimize a property's presence to attract potential guests. For example, through their knowledge of local market trends, vacation seasons, and local events, property managers can anticipate shifts in the market and recommend rental prices to maximize occupancy rates and revenue. This dynamic pricing approach ensures an owner's property will remain competitive and appealing to travelers. How are property managers paid? If an owner is considering using a property manager for their rental, they should also consider how that property manager will be paid. Property managers work on a range of compensation models. Some property managers work off a fixed rate, while others adjust their commissions based on a property's gross rental income. These fees may increase if, in the case of Airbnb, the property manager is a co-host, meaning they have more direct access to the STRs, listing and booking process. Owners can use NARPM's property manager search function to find managers or management companies operating in their market area. From there, they can contact managers and inquire about their rates and experience. Agents can be property managers. 2. Real estate agents can expand their professional roles by becoming property managers themselves. This path can provide an opportunity for agents to diversify their income and offer more comprehensive services to their clients. Choosing a career in property management. Reasons to become a property manager. Real estate is a tough yet rewarding industry. Individuals who build successful careers in real estate must be positive-minded, motivated, go-getters who are always on the lookout for a listing. Agents spend much of their time networking with others to build their brands and market their services. When all of the stars align, they close a deal and receive a hard-earned commission. Many agents run out of steam chasing a deal, but their love of real estate is unceasing. Property management is an excellent career path for those agents who love real estate but yearn for the stability of income. Property management is not easy. Property managers, PMs, have a full plate of tasks they must deal with regularly. The average pay for a property manager is in the range of $45,000 to $60,000 per year. Depending on the market and the type and number of properties managed, it could be less or it could be more. Property managers who take the time to obtain certifications from professional organizations can command higher salaries. There are several reasons people pursue a career in property management. 1. Community involvement. Many property managers are heavily involved in the communities they represent. PMs create a positive, visible presence in the community, creating goodwill not only to facilitate the owner's best interests, but also to create a sense of community for their tenants. 2. Steady paychecks. Commissions are nice when they come in, but all good agents know that they must put aside enough money from their commissions to cover federal income taxes, leaving not a lot of disposable income for fun things. Property managers are usually paid a monthly fee based on a percentage of the rents collected from tenants. While monthly payments vary due to the amount of rents collected each month, it is reassuring to have steady compensation for hard work. 3. Working in the field. Property managers spend less time behind their desks than most office workers. The nature of their position requires time out of the office, visiting properties and meeting with owners, tenants, maintenance workers, and service professionals. Boredom is not an option. 4. No education requirements. Most property management companies do not require their PMs to have a specific degree or any degree for that matter. While degreed professionals may be preferred, their degrees do not guarantee that they will be successful. All that is required is a high school diploma or GED to obtain a real estate license, and a license holder can get started as a property manager. Those unlicensed PMs who work as direct employees for owners may not even have to a GED. Getting started. In Texas, an individual does not necessarily need a real estate license to be a property manager. An individual employed by a business entity to rent or lease that entity's real property does not need a real estate license. The business entity must own the property, employ and directly compensate the individual for the leasing and management of the property. TREC does not consider independent contractors to be employees. It is important to appreciate the difference between an employee and an independent contractor. An employee is a person who is on the company payroll, receives benefits, and has federal, state, and other taxes withheld from their paychecks. An independent contractor has an agreement to perform certain functions for a principal. The principal does not provide medical or retirement benefits, nor does he or she deduct taxes from the contractor's payment. The independent contractor will receive a 1099 MISC form at the end of the year. The Texas Real Estate Commission, TREC, requires a real estate license for an individual who performs or offers to perform, for compensation, any of the following activities for another. Activities that require TREC licensure in Texas. Bullet showing real estate. Bullet listing real estate for rent or lease. Bullet locating real property for rent or lease. Bullet procuring prospects to purchase, rent, or lease real estate. Bullet compiling and distributing info concerning rentals or leases. Bullet advertising regarding the rent or lease of real property. Bullet soliciting or negotiating the sale, rent, or lease of real estate. Bullet accepting or depositing rent from a resident of single-family residential real property unit. An individual who is already licensed should check with his or her sponsoring broker to confirm whether or not the broker allows sponsored agents to practice property management. Due to the risky nature of property management activities, many brokers prohibit their sponsored agents from performing property management functions. If this is the case, the license holder should find a sponsoring broker who allows property management in the brokerage. What to expect? While the primary job function of a property manager is to preserve and increase the value of a property for the owner, a property manager has a laundry list of tasks to complete. A property manager is expected to bullet fill vacancies, bullet collect rents, bullet screen tenants, bullet negotiate and sign leases, bullet pay property bills, bullet deal with maintenance issues, bullet handle emergencies, bullet keep records, bullet create budgets, bullet set rental rates, bullet ensure compliance with laws, bullet evict tenants, bullet manage risk, bullet visit properties, bullet provide excellent customer service, bullet act as a buffer between owners and tenants. Bullet, maximize the life expectancy of equipment and assets. Bullet, run financial reports and provide owners with accurate accounting. Maximize your potential. If after reading the list above, property management is still the desired career path, Individuals should consider their particular skill sets and how they can use them to become successful property managers. What skills should a property manager possess? Every job requires a specific skill set from the people who do it. Whether or not someone is successful depends on if their specific skill set is a good match for the job. Property management is a demanding industry for which not everyone is suited. Select each tab to learn more about important skills for property managers. People skills. PMs should possess a healthy mix of hard and soft skills. Hard skills, like how fast someone types or how well they can use technology, are a must in most positions. However, soft skills, including excellent interpersonal skills. Strong customer service and teamwork are not easily measured by any survey or test. People either have them or they do not. Soft skills are crucial to the success of a PM. Most of a PM's job is to deal with people, whether tenants, maintenance workers, staff members, service professionals, or the property owners. The ability to communicate and solve problems diplomatically are some of a PM's greatest assets. A PM is a bit like a psychologist who deals with tenants and their issues to keep them satisfied while mitigating the cost of their happiness for the owner. Aptitude for numbers. If managing the human element occupies the most substantial chunk of a PM's day, dealing with numbers takes up another significant chunk. Property managers are responsible for budgets, financial reports, setting rental rates, paying bills, calculating occupancy, vacancy and absorption rates, statistics, analytics, and much more. If an individual does not have a head for numbers, he or she may not enjoy being a property manager. Time management skills. Property managers must be able to manage their time wisely. As previously mentioned, PMs have a plate full of tasks that eat up precious time. PMs must be able to divide that time between these tasks effectively and efficiently. Property management is not a job easily done from behind a desk. Many PMs are out in the field, visiting properties and surveying the area. Smartphones and devices can help PMs stay on top of email and voicemail while out of the office, but PMs need to be mindful of how they spend their time. Imagine a clock face that is divided up like a pie chart. How big is the piece of pie for dealing with tenants? How much bigger or smaller are the pieces dedicated to dealing with owners, maintenance, financial reporting, and managing risk? Remember, a PM must handle these issues in the course of a normal workday, with some after-hours emergencies. Organizational skills. Being organized is a skill everyone should possess, but sadly, not everyone does. PMs should keep immaculate records, especially if they manage multiple properties. Every rent check collected, every invoice received, and every bill paid must be accounted for, filed with their respective properties. Effective filing systems, efficient procedures, and excellent time management all contribute to outstanding customer service. Marketing. Know-how. PMs are salespeople too. They must be able to effectively market to fill vacancies and market themselves and their services to the public. PMs must know how to accomplish this while complying with all state and federal regulations regarding marketing and advertising. Technical savvy. Being technologically inclined is one of those hard skills that are critical to the success of a property manager. Innovation in property management software has dramatically eased many of the burdens that weigh down most PMs. Determining which software works best and how to use it most effectively for everyday practice will take time, effort, and money on the PM's part, but it is well worth the expenditure. A PM should be able to leverage software applications to effectively manage accounting, personnel, tenants and property maintenance timetables.